Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Some employment experts say March Madness is leading management to madness in the workplace. Hard here to explain why companies should embrace the NCAA men's basketball tournament is Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern, based in Chicago. Rick, thank you for joining us today. 20 years ago, I remember this distinctly, in the early days of trying to market products that would allow you to follow the tournament online, there was one product that had something called the boss button during the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, something you could press if the manager was coming by and looking over your shoulder to make sure you actually were doing your job. But these days, the boss is more likely to lead some sort of office NCAA tournament party than look down upon it.
Absolutely, and they better win or somebody's going to be in trouble.
And is this simply a case of if you can't beat them, join them? This has become such a phenomenon, there's really no point in pushing back. Or is it an opportunity for team building now that people are starting to come back to the office?
I think it's a little bit of that, and it's also the fact that in the United States, most people's social life is their work. The amount of time that we spend at work, around our coworkers, interacting with them both during the normal business hours and also after hours when we're talking to them on the computer or on phone calls. That is, in a lot of ways, that is our social existence. So you might as well. And the other part of it is, if companies have a culture and they have a brand and they have camaraderie amongst each other, that just makes the work easier. It makes it better for everybody. And if your CEO is arguing with the guy in production about which team's going to win, that's good for everybody.
And I know we're having our office tomorrow is having a little shindig for March Madness, and everyone's looking forward to it. It's always a fun chance to get together outside of a business meeting or work context. But we're coming up on the 3-year anniversary of a lot of people working from home, and if you get everybody together for a March Madness party, whether it's on site or off campus somewhere, are people more likely to come back to the office because they just enjoy seeing their coworkers again?
I think it's a reason besides work to get people in, so you should take advantage of that. And if you do get them in, you also have to try and figure out a way to include people who maybe aren't necessarily basketball-centric as many of us are. You know, and have them pick, you might run a league where, you know, the mascots fight it out, kind of bulldog beat a falcon kind of thing. Give them other ways to play, participate, let them be part of a group. You might have people picked in packs of two or three, so other people who don't normally participate can be part of it.
Of course, there's always the legendary story of the person who, with the least basketball savvy, always wins the office pool. They go based on seating, they go based on the best colors of the uniforms, and they laugh all the way to the bank because they win the pool.
Yeah, I just like to pick a good name for my fantasy football team. I win that. I never win the league.
Yeah, that's really usually as far as I go. I usually win points for my fantasy baseball team name, and that's cold comfort before I finish in last place come September. Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.